Shall we bow our heads? Our blessed Lord, we are grateful to you for another opportunity to witness the beginning of another week. That is how day by day came to pass, week by week, months and months. But today we have started already the second half of the year. We are very grateful for how you kept us in the first half of the year. Going out and coming, both students, workers, businessmen and women, housewives. Lord, the services we have here, Lord, hearing from different servants of yours. Our Master, we are very grateful for your blessings upon us in the family altars, in personal consecration and reading of your word. We cannot thank you enough. Our desire and our prayer and supplication this morning is that let the blessings of this second part of the year be more and be greater than the first one. Bless every one of us this morning, meet with all our needs. Your servant that always stood in this position has traveled. May you be with him. Use him mightily to be a blessing to your people. Take all the glory and honor. In Jesus' most holy name we have prayed with all faith that has given. Amen. Good morning, church. Shall we turn our Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 2? 1 Corinthians chapter 2. We are beginning from verse 6 to the end. From verse 6 to the end, 1 Corinthians chapter 2. And it goes like this. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, I had not seen, nor hear heard, neither have entered into the heart of men the things which God has prepared for them that love him. If you just quote that scripture and stop there, you have not done justice to what the scripture is saying. Because in verse 10 it says, but God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. And for what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man, but the spirit of God. Now we have received, not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct it? But we have the mind of Christ. May the Lord bless the reading of that portion of his word into our hearts. You can please be seated. Last Sunday, we were speaking in the Sunday school, we have the mind of Christ. But this morning, I want us to take something similar. Let me say this, that wherever you take the gospel to, it end up, there is a central place where the gospel end up to. Where is that? The baptism of the Holy Ghost. No matter where you take it to, it's coming there. Because that is actually the purpose, a plan, a program of God concerning you and me. Amen. I want us to take this text. He that is spiritual judgeth all things. It may be long, but I think it has its meaning. He that is spiritual judgeth all things. That is what I want us to look at. This morning, we have just read a portion of the scripture. And brothers and sisters, there are two categories of people that come to church. You say, oh, the prophet said three kinds of believers. Both the unbeliever and the make-believer, they are in the same category. Amen? That is why I'm putting it three kinds. Not I'm trying to change what the prophet has said. Because among these three, it's only the believer that is on the right track. A made believer is out of the program. An unbeliever is out of the program. That is why I keep saying, and I will continue to say, the importance of the baptism of the Holy Ghost in the soul of the believer. It cannot be overemphasized. Because that is when you are enlisted into the army of the living God. The stature of a perfect man. The prophet said, an unbeliever is not in that church. You see where it started from? Which means an unbeliever doesn't have faith that is there. Doesn't have the virtue. He doesn't have all those things that are in that place. And all those things that are in that place, it is the Holy Ghost that brings them into the life of the believer. Amen. There is no way you can mimic Christianity. It's not possible. Your folly shall be made manifest. Because it is a nature. Like I was saying last Sunday, may I repeat again. Brother Abraham said, if you take the life of guava, for instance, take the life of guava out of the tree, you put the life of mango. Though the tree still looks like guava tree, but because of the life of mango that is in it, it will cease to produce guava. It will be producing mango. That's because that's the life that is in it. The very purpose of the gospel is that you must be born again. There is a need for you and me to be born again. Because the first birth that brought us here, it's a permissive will of God. It wasn't the perfect will. If it was the perfect will, there'd be no need for the second birth. Everybody would have been fine. But by that birth, the Bible classified it to the people that are in the flesh. All of us, we come through that same process. Amen? And the Bible clarified as categorically stated, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. And we want to please God. And if you are not pleasing God, how on earth can you go to God's kingdom? It's not possible. Amen? Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded forth from the mouth of the living God. And a natural man, like we have just read here, he cannot understand spiritual things. Amen? When Jesus was speaking to the people and said, destroy this temple in 3 days, I will rear it up. They thought he was talking about the physical building. They say, what? What are you saying? 46 years. It took up 46 years to build this building. Will you rear up the building in 3 days? They are carnal. They didn't understand what he was talking about. He was talking about the temple of his own body. Not only that, when he told his disciples, Lazarus sleepeth. That is spiritual language. Christians don't die, they sleep. Oh, praise God. Lazarus sleeping. They said, oh, praise God. Because they were not yet converted. He said, praise God, since he has been sick. Now that he can sleep, it means he's doing well. Jesus now come back and speak their language. Lazarus is dead. When he told the people, except to eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you. They say, eh? In the law of Moses,
we are asked not to eat blood. That is why the Jews, they don't eat an animal that is strangled. You know, when it's strangled, you kill it, the blood is intact. All I say this, why I will use to say, and a Jew will eat. Except you slaughter it, the blood is poured out. Because they were told not to eat the blood, because life is in the blood. And this man is telling them not only to drink his blood, but plus to eat his flesh. They didn't understand. They say, what? Majority of them, one first offended, and they left him alone. But the disciples, oh, hallelujah, they were there. They didn't understand what he was saying. But they stood there because they know, they have already recognized that this is the Messiah. Whether he says anything, we understand, we don't understand, we will stay with him. As time goes on, he will give us understanding. And that's exactly what happened. Because he finally told them, if you tarry in the city of Jerusalem and you are endued with power from on high, that spirit that come on you will remind you of all that I've taught you. And that's exactly what happened. That is why they knew that the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost is the Lord Jesus Christ. Today, without that revelation, so people will tell you, I will take what Jesus said. I will not take what the apostle said. As they make it to look as if what the apostle did is contrary to what Jesus said. Why? No revelation. Jesus asked them a question one time. He said, who do men say I, the Son of Man, am? It's like today's language. Who do Catholics say I am? Methodists, Baptists, Old Covenant, New Covenant, Deeper Life, whatever. What do they say? Who do they say I am? Of course, our answer will be, they say you are the second person in Trinity. He will say, okay, forget them. You that are my bride, my elected, the called out, the foreknown, the predestinated. Who do you say I am? We have the answers. Oh, praise be to God. He said, upon this rock, flesh and blood is not what revealed to you. Flesh and blood cannot reveal God to man. It takes God to reveal himself to man. I don't care how loyal you are as a church member, how consecrated you are, how dedicated you are, how committed you are, how whatever you are. If God didn't reveal himself to you, you are just worshiping God as a religious man and a religious woman. You are faced with trial, you will fall. Yakata. May God help us. Peter said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus replied, say, flesh and blood has not revealed that to you, but my Father which is in heaven. And this Father which is in heaven that he made measure of, he also told the apostles one time that Father dwelleth in me. If the Father is dwelling in him, the Father is in heaven. It takes the Holy Ghost to reveal the mysteries that are in the scriptures. As this message of the hour has brought the mind of God to us, which is the message of the hour, the voice of God in these last days, without the Holy Ghost, you will never understand it. It's not possible. We have read it here. A natural man cannot understand the things of the Spirit. He said, what is in a man that understands the things of man? He's a spirit of man. May God help us. That is why in churches like this, you have many ministers, like up to six of us. If you are not spiritual, the spirit of I'm of Paul, I'm of Cephas, I'm of Apollos will be working on you. You can't help it. We say in me, and for Fagbeson. Nobody else but Fagbeson. Anything I want, naive. So people will say, no, Ayodele Baba, it's my choice. So we say, you know, they listen to Joseph, or you know, here when I did the GD preach. People that did that thing in the Bible, the Bible says they were carnal. They were not spiritual. As long as there are carnal people in the church, that thing will never cease. I know what I'm talking about. Amen. May God help you. May God help me. For you to walk in the will of God, God must be inside of you. Because the birth that we receive, the fall between Papa and Mama, we were born defeated. There is no struggle you can struggle that you can actually live right without being converted. Because it's a nature. Jesus confirmed this thing in John chapter 3, that he that is born of the flesh is flesh. He that is born of the spirit is spirit. And he say, I say unto you, you must be born again. A man that is not born again can never do the will of God. Amen. People will be in church that are married as women. They hear what God says, which is his will. The will of God for woman at home is to be submissive to the husband completely as unto the Lord. Amen. For whatsoever reason, you want to raise your shoulder against your husband, you are out of the will of God. That is the position that God placed you. Is to be submissive unto him. It's your head. If you bring it to physical, you find out that this body, this hand that I'm moving, this leg that I'm using to, everything is coming from the head. The control of this leg, my head did they come from. The control of this hand, my head did they come from. The light of the body, which is the eye, my head did they. The nose, where will they take passage order, my head did they. The mouth, where will they take talk, my head did they. The ear, where will they take hear, my head. Everything, my head. I'm bringing it to the natural. Amen. That is why you will not just rejoice because the Bible says you are the head of the family or the head of your wife. The only thing that can bring joy to you is that you yourself, you are connected to the head, which is Christ. If you are not connected to the head, you are a carnal man trying to usurp a spiritual position. You can't make it. You will live a life that will bring reproach. You will live a life that will bring disgrace. Oh, yes. The Bible says you should raise up your children in the fear and admonition of the Lord. If you don't know the Lord, how do you raise them? You can't give out what you don't have. Who was that man that used to say, is it congregate man option? You are it what you are it, or something of that nature. Brothers, sisters, when you are born of the Spirit of God, the place we read here, he said, don't forget our title. Where is our title? He that is spiritual judgeth all things. The Bible didn't stop there. I already take that part of it as a title. He said, but he himself is judgeth of no man. Who can judge him? How will you judge him? He had the mind of Christ. For you to judge anybody, it is when that person is living contrary to the scriptures. That is unbelief. That is the only sin that there is. And the prophet said, stealing is not a sin, fornication is not a sin, adultery is not a sin, gossiping by biting is not a sin. And the elderly woman said, Brother B, can you please tell us what sin is? He said, sin is unbelief. He said, those things we mention, they are the children that unbelief give birth to. He said, if they are in your life, it's because you are not a Christian. Amen. You are not a Christian. If you are a Christian, you have the mind of Christ about everything. Because it's Christ living his whole life through you. Paul says, no longer me that live, but Christ liveth in me. Praise God. May God help us. Hallelujah. Paul said, we are not ignorant of the devices of the devil. Look, the devil doesn't force you to do things. He makes suggestions. But if you are not spiritual, that is why the Bible says, resist the devil. And he will walk away gently. He will flee. Before you can resist the devil, you should be able to have the ability to discern that this is the devil. The Bible says resist him. Resist him, he will flee. But some of us will entertain Pucha that even bring coke for him to drink. May God help us entertaining the devil. That is why any little thing, maybe you put this cup here. This is where this cup should always be found. Like in our house, there is a place we keep the keys of the car. If you want the key of the car, there is a place to go and find it. Sometimes I will find that key on the dining table. I will pick it. I know where it belongs. I may not even ask to put it there. But do you know some people, that thing can cause a big quarrel? You must know the devices of the devil. When somebody is, oh man. God help us. It cannot be explained. It's better experience than preach or explain. That's why Brother Abraham said, I'd rather a man leave me a sermon than to preach me one. Things that cause quarrel and fusing and disagreement in family, little things that can be overlooked. We didn't know this is the devil. Oh, we allow him to build up. Before you know what is happening, for the next 1 week, there will not be peace in the house. To make matter worse, to tell you how a religious man used to provoke God. In that condition, they call for family altar. Where they hear, don't forget the family prayer. Yeah, the family are not talking to each other. Jesus promised to meet us there. And he promised to take every care. Sister, don't forget the family prayer. You come, and I go to climb out. Who are you worshiping? When the scripture says, be at peace with all men. You can't be at peace with your husband. You can't be at peace with your wife. You think your prayer will reach silly? He's going nowhere. Little things, like the things that we have spoken about long ago, it can cause quarrel, problem. I used to say, let me say it. There are no small children here. Adolescents are not even here. We are all adults. The Bible says, Paul tells us, he said, as regards the question you ask me, it is better for a man not to touch a woman. He said, but nevertheless, to avoid fornication, say, let every man have his own wife. Let every woman have her own husband. Once you are married, the prophet said, what to do together is righteousness before God. There is no woman nature you desire on your husband. What will bring shame in it? Go and meet him. Two of you, etijok koraisi, till death do you part. You say, oh, my husband didn't come to me. You are quarreling. Go and meet him. So, Fupe, I need you. It's not a sin. Amen? Or if your husband comes, you say, yesterday you were tired, today you are tired, throughout the week you are tired. You know that kind of tiredness, there is something behind it. Amen? Even if you are tired, may God help us. The Bible tells us, you should not defraud one another. Don't defraud one another. Except by corset. That corset is that maybe the husband wants to fast or the woman wants to fast. It must be by permission from either party. If the husband wants to do it, must take permission from wife. If wife says it's not convenient for me because I need you, you have to shift it forward. Are you hearing me? I'm speaking in plain language. You have to push it forward. If the wife says, I want to go on one day or 2 days fast, your husband says, I think you have to shift that thing forward. No argument. It must be by consent, by agreement. And you mustn't go into it without taking permission. Not that the night come, the man needs you, he now come. You say, don't you know I'm fasting? Did you tell him? Say, don't you know I'm fasting? It shows up. Did you take permission? Did you see the will of God about that? Do you know that even if you make a vow to God and your husband here and nullify it, do you know it's scriptural? Do you know it's scriptural? Do you know it's messagical? You make a vow, your husband says, no, don't go that way. That is the end of it. Woman, for you to be in the will of God, stay with the word of God. Of course, if you are born of God, you are born of the word. And that is how what makes us to be spiritual. Because the prophet said to be spiritual is to be scriptural. It's more than that. You may be following scripture to some extent, even when you are not yet born again. That is why the prophet said, if you want to know what's in a man, he said, step on him. Let the difficulties come. Let it go the way he did expect it. It will manifest the nature of Adamic that is in him. But a man that is born again have divine nature. To some of us that are afraid in our family, this is the way my grandfather died. My father also died like this. My mother will follow. And this follow. The prophet told us when you are born again, no matter that kind of thing that follow your family, you are accepted. You have a different father altogether. A good cocoa, a bag. You are free. The Bible says, whosoever has the Son of Man shall make free. He shall be free indeed. We are free indeed. Free from frustration, free from anger, free from foolishness, free from anything that the enemy can muster up. Jesus said, behold, I give you power to tread upon demons and scorpions and all over the powers of the enemy. He said, nothing shall by any means hurt you. The prophet told us that the sources of an army lays in the captain. Our captain is the Lord Jesus Christ. He has never lost a battle, and he will never lose a battle. Are you in the army of the Lord? I'm telling you, we are born again to be victorious. We used to see that little song. In Jesus Christ, I am born to win. In Jesus Christ, I am born the winner. Winning Satan, winning demons, winning all the way. In Jesus Christ, I am born the winner. No born again man will fail. Because Christ cannot fail. Praise God, amen. Oh, hallelujah. He that spiritual judgeth all things. That is why sometimes the husband will say, well, when the woman started talking, I didn't talk in the first instance. But to sole, to sole, to sole, to sole. May God help us. I don't care who does so. Go to a foolish okay. It will move you one bit. Your heart will be praying for her. God, give this woman grace to know that this. The prophet said, if a woman is fooling around you, he said, you can just put hand on her and say, sister, there is a better way to live than this. There is no trial no temptation that can overpower you. Am I scriptural? Am I messagical? The Bible says there's no temptation that come to you which is not common to man. He said, but God is faithful, who will not allow a temptation that can overcome you, that will destroy you, to come to you. That in every temptation, God will make a way of escape so that you'll be able to stand it. Do you believe scriptures? That is what God said about you and about me. Praise God. Amen. So people say, well, it's not possible for us to be perfect. You are not speaking scriptures. Jesus said, be ye perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. When goat give birth, now goat go born. When sheep give birth, now sheep. When God give birth, he give birth to premature God. They have the nature of God. They live like God. They have the character of God. They live holy. They live pure. They live righteous. They resist evil. Because they are born of God. He that is born of God sinneth not. Because the seed of God is dwelling in him. Praise God. Amen. God bless you. He that is spiritual, he judgeth all things. Had himself, he judge of no man. How can you judge him? That is why I keep saying. So people say, oh, in the conversion, when, you know, the minister will meet us in the room. Me and Brassan, we come, then we pray in the room before we come. There are some people that will come and peep to see the preacher that is coming. If it's an evangelist, they will say, trouble don't come. Wahala, was Oja, Oja Tuka. There is no sermon that will condemn righteousness. Oh, man. Just live righteous. You will say amen, hallelujah, to every sermon, no matter how hard it is. And the Bible tells us that if we regard iniquity in our heart, God will not hear us. You cannot even be free. You yourself, God, you know you are wrong. You don't even have the liberty that the sons and daughters of God have. There is liberty that we have. Oh, hallelujah. We have passed from death unto life. We are not coming to no judgment. If I die, let nobody cry. Because I know where I am going. That should be your testimony too. I want to be very certain is that the Almighty God who holds the breath of our nostrils, he has assured us that until he finishes with us, no sickness, no demon, no devil can take us out of this place. You say, suppose I'm in a plane and the plane crash. Miraculously, we are serving God of we are serving a God of miracle. I know. Yes, I know. Oh, we are serving a God, the miracle. Yes, I know. Yes, I know. Can you explain how people are put inside fire and the single hair of their head was not burnt? Tell me the best scientists in the world to come and give the analysis. What happened? It's a miracle. Amen. Ugly lion. A lion, the prophet said, can kill 12 men before you say Jack Robinson. Oh, man. They throw Daniel inside. They couldn't touch it. Those who accused Daniel, where they were put in there with their family, before they reached ground, they were in pieces. How can you explain that? How can you explain that a man that is born as a sinner? Remember every miracle that God performs is good, is fine. The prophet said the greatest of all is conversion. When a sinner is converted to be a saint, he said that is the greatest miracle that can happen. If you will not consider this as sacrilegious, the prophet said you are eternal as God is eternal. He said you can no longer die as God cannot die. Not that we are forgiven, we are justified. Whether you were a smoker before, whether you were a prostitute before, whatever you were, and a robber before, when you are converted, you are justified. You never committed no sin in the sight of God, who is the judge of all the nations. Tell me why I should not love such God. Tell me why I should not rejoice. I be so. When I'm here, I have peace with God. So people say, "Ilia ye ote tisu mi mo fe loki lo simi to ba ni simi bi to ba lo o ni ni simi lo." The prophet said, "Death only change your dwelling place. It does not change your nature." He said, "If you are not believer here, you close your eye in death, you will be an unbeliever over there. But here, if you are a friend of Jesus, oh, blessed be God forever. When you go to the other..." Jesus, the prophet said, death is not a bad thing if you had what it takes to cross the Jordan. Christ in you is the hope of glory. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. Are you spiritual? You can judge all things. And no man can judge you because you will not step across God's word. Praise be to God. Let's bow our heads. Father, we just want to thank you for this little teaching that we have just brought from the scripture. You have told us, O God, that except a man be born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom. Those of your children today that are born of water and the Spirit, they are already in that kingdom. The prophet says it's a spiritual kingdom where Jesus ruled and reigned, and our place in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That is why your words today that are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. God leading us will never lead us out of the scriptures. God will never lead us to have malice. He will never lead us to be a backbiter. He will never lead us to kill one another in our back. He will never do that. Because that is contrary to the scriptures. Your prophet told us, if you don't have anything good to say about one another, he said, shut up. By one spirit, we all are baptized into one body. Lord, as many as are not yet in that body, may you breathe them in, O God. Those already there, may you continue to take them to higher ground. Heal the sick and the afflicted. Destroy the works of the devil. Establish your purpose and plan and program concerning our lives. The next service, O God, take us higher. Thank you, our Master. We pray for the song leader. We pray for the song lady. May all the hymns of the church that will be sang, may we not just sing them for singing's sake. May we catch the messages that they carry. Thank you, our Father. In Jesus' most holy name, we pray. Amen.